Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of What the Health Just Happened, where we talk about all things healthcare, community, business, and life. The goods, the bads, the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights, and everything in between. We are so fortunate to have on guests way smarter than we are to talk about their industry expertise, whatever they want to talk about. Trey, they're smarter than we are. Justin, agreed or disagreed?
I was the guest.
Until you were the guest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Agreed or disagree. Today, second time guest, soon to be third time, right? We're bouncing between studios. Chandra Manning, not Chandra. How do we say it? Tell everybody how to say it.
That you had it.
Chandra Manning.
Chandra Manning. It is American Indian.
American Indian.
Oh,
we talked,
all right.
We'll put the show notes in this episode. We had a previous episode. Lots changed.
Yes.
A lot of updates. Chandra Manning, president and CEO of what organization?
Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center.
OMG. We're over here talking about social media and posting. I like saying OMG. My kids are like, no one says OMG anymore.
Yeah. Well, I used to introduce myself as Chandra, like Jackie Chan, and my daughter says no one knows who Jackie Chan is anymore.
I disagree.
I do.
Yeah, we talked about that in the first episode. Healthy or not healthy, Jackie Chan movies. So last time you were on, we a ton about the business. The role was kind of changing. It had just been announced or about to be announced, president and CEO. It's been a year or close.
Close since the announcement, yeah.
What's changed? What's good? What's bad? What do you think?
Well, I'm in the role now. That's changed.
Oh, yeah.
I moved from our clinic over to our administrative offices in the Jesse, which is really just a...
Downtown?
Yeah, fantastic hub. Yeah, for nonprofits. So that's changed. Obviously, Michael Howland, who was
ran the show for a long time.
A decade.
Legend.
Has retired. We've brought on some new board members, including Vic McLucci, which has been really exciting
for
us.
We love shout-outs.
Yeah. Lots has changed. We are getting ready to do a build-out at our main clinic so that we can increase the number of patients that we serve. We'll do that this summer.
Where's the main clinic? By the way, this is in Jacksonville, if you hear this on the podcast, but the radio show, obviously, we know where we are. Where's the main clinic?
Our main clinic is located on Davis Street, just in the outskirts of downtown, so not one of the one-way streets.
two ways. That's good to know.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to go right
to
get to the spot.
Exactly. We're just on the outskirts. It's a two-way road. No parking garages involved.
How many, do you call them patients or clients?
Patients.
How many patients do you think you see a day, Monday to Friday?
Gosh, in a day or in a week? We kind of look at it as a whole year now because we do see patients kind of every week. We have our regular patients. So we look at we're at almost 6,000 a year.
Wow.
Do math.
That's
it's a lot. Yeah, exactly.
Divide by 52, wow, yeah. Carry the one.
And a lot of them we see multiple times in the year. We see them week after week after week. So last year we did 14,000 speech therapies.
Ages, pediatrics.
Birth to golden years.
I love it.
Wow. So what's the build out look like? Is it just more off? Is it more space pretty much?
More space, yes. Okay. So we moved into the Davis Center about 8 years ago now. And we were seeing a little over 3,000 patients a year. We had a staff of 14 to 15. We're at a staff of 30, and we see almost 6,000 patients a year. And so you can't do that in the same space.
Sure,
so,
absolutely, yeah.
So for those who have not heard the first episode, what's the staff look like? We're going to talk about hearing a lot today, which I think matters a lot. Your ears.
What?
Huh? There's going to be a lot of, what?
Never heard that before.
Yeah. How old does that get? You have three dads. This is going to be so bad.
Like, what? I was going to bring up the irony of talking about it on a podcast where someone's obviously listening.
We'll get to hearing aids in a minute. So staff breakdown, speech versus hearing.
We have four doctors of audiology now on the hearing side and two technicians, so supporting roles, but really important supporting roles. And we are at, I think, 13 speech-language clinicians now.
Last time we talked a lot about speech. I think today we're going to talk a lot about how important these two big things are, right?
Yeah.
I love the saying, you have two of these and one of these. Two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much as you speak as we sit here and talk. So four staff members, three audiologists.
So four audiologists, doctors of audiology on staff now.
And then one, you said?
We have two technicians
Okay.
So they do a lot of the supporting stuff. The technicians alone see somewhere between 100 and 200 people a month just in our walk-in services. So they're, like I said, really, really significant supporting role there. And that just allows people some flexibility for things that you don't need to schedule appointments for, which I don't think a lot of doctor's offices do. you know.
Less than 1%.
Yeah. So, but ours does it for 4 hours, Monday through Thursday. You can walk in if you have a problem with your hearing aids or you need supplies or something along the lines of that. You know, it's not working. You don't have to schedule an appointment for that. You can just come when it's convenient for you. And our technicians take care of that. So, like, again, like, really important supporting role there in addition to our four doctors of audiology.
We say we talk about healthcare, community, business, and life. You're checking all four boxes. Healthcare, important. Community, my goodness. You're providing a service that's not available to a lot of people. Nonprofit, good stuff. Mm-hmm. Lean and mean. Right? You said that last time.
Oh, yeah. Still doing it.
What would help your organization out more?
The same thing that would help any nonprofit organization. And
money?
That is, yep.
Dollars
to operational costs. The overhead, the things that people don't like to cover, because most people like to know exactly where their dollars are going. This dollar went to help this person. But
what do you think what would you say is the average cost for, I don't know, let's say you're a 50-year-old man and you've got hearing issues. What are you kind of like, what would be ballpark for something like that?
Well, I'm going to start with a 50-year-old man with hearing issues. That's a little early.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Fair enough.
But today, not nearly as much as it used to be. I mean, back when I first started in this industry, an average set of hearing aids was close to $6,000, like somewhere between $5,000 and $6,000. And if you bought it from one of the like big box stores, it was closer to $10,000. But now, I mean, you really can, with what insurance is pitching in, you can get a good pair of hearing aids for around $2,000.
Not bad.
Sometimes less.
What's a test look like? Because many of us are familiar with like an eye test, but what is it with it when it comes to hearing? How's that work?
Well, we kind of get put into a box. Not as large as this one.
An actual box, by the way.
An actual box, yeah.
We're going
to
put you in a box.
That's kind of cool, though.
All right. No, it's real.
Not as large as this one, but we do try to get them as large as possible because they are not soundproof, but there's definitely a lot of padding that goes into those boxes that you're put in. And you do what you would think is a traditional hearing test where you're listening to the beeps, you know, beep, beep, beep. You push a button or you raise your hand.
I did not hear this.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing. But they're also testing the functionality of your eardrum to make sure that you're not having any challenges that are more maybe allergy related.
Interesting.
Or they're also looking in your ear to make sure you don't have a impacted earwax. Real quick sidebar,
yes.
Do not use Q-tips in your ears.
Oh no, I did that yesterday. Okay, then what should we properly be using?
Most earwax is natural.
Okay.
It is a natural production, as gross as it is, it's natural.
Yeah.
So for the most part, you should just be flushing with a little bit of warm water when you take a shower, and that's it.
Hydrogen peroxide. One or two drops in the ear, yes or no?
Yeah, you can use hydrogen peroxide. It does.
It
changes the pH balance, so I wouldn't use it often.
This is
good to know.
Horrible advice.
Give it to
horrible,
us.
Horrible, not medical advice. I love Q-tipping the inside of my ear.
Oh, absolutely.
Like when I'm out of the shower, it just dries it out. Not, I know enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not cleaning. I'm not going in there, but just. I know it's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad.
Just right here, right on the outside. Oh. That's all you can do. That's it.
You hear this? Don't Q-tip your ears.
Do
it
not.
Says on Q-tips, don't put these in your ears.
Yes. Yeah.
No one knows that.
Well, essentially what you're doing is if you are producing earwax, you're shoving it further down in your ear. Some of it may stick to the Q-tip, but the rest of it just gets shoved down your ear.
Well, and I'm just curious, because of social media, I've seen the ones that are almost like a screwdriver, right, where they say put in there and twist. And
look at her face. Hey,
I
can't
see her.
There's audio on the radio. Her face.
Sorry.
Is What about earwax candles? Good or bad?
I'm
watching this on YouTube, you don't see your face.
I'm trying not to offend anyone who suggests
Tell
them, but
should.
it's more like an old wives' tale kind of deal. It's just not a good idea.
Not
you should not be putting hot wax, warm wax,
candles,
anything.
Or
yeah,
Q-tips.
No, just not, don't, not appropriate for your ear.
Wow, I've done all these things you're telling me
yep.
not to do.
I do them, I still do them. I know.
Because Dr. Google tells you it's okay.
The worst part is I just like doing it. It feels good, and that's the problem. It's like coffee. Get off coffee for a week. Feels terrible. I miss coffee. I like that feeling of Q-tips, but hashtag not healthy. We mean not healthy there.
So then the question is why? And you should probably be talking to somebody about why that feels good. I have itchy ears. I'm not a heavy earwax producer. I already know this, but I work in the field. So if I stick a Q-tip in my ear, it doesn't do the same thing as it does to some people.
Yep.
But I still shouldn't be doing it. And I do it because my ears itch.
Interesting.
And so what you should
it's
be doing is like
two,
a little bit more of something that's going to be an anti-itch cream just on the outside that will slowly work its way in without
this
being
is good
too
advice.
Much.
Okay.
But
so you mentioned that 50 was super early for obviously having hearing issues. What is the minimum, like kind of like your entry level age that people are coming into your facility for the most part?
As a standard, the industry as a whole is moving to this test your ears at 60 years.
Oh, okay. It's got a ring.
Exactly.
It rhymes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that you get a baseline that tends to be when you're looking at the age-related stuff is somewhere after 60, 65, somewhere in that area.
And men predominantly the ones with the most issues? Or
yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
I
would say
figured.
Two things here, right? What about early detection? If you're working a manufacturing facility, construction, the fire department,
gosh,
like they recommend you wear ear
protection.
Covers all the time.
Yeah. But they should also be doing OSHA, industrial testing, every year if you're in loud environments.
Agreed.
So then you should, your employer should be providing that baseline for you. If
so
you're
like a
in
yearly
a noisy
test
environment.
That you can go get checked up on, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So if you work in a noisy environment,
okay.
then your employer is supposed to be providing
if
annual
not,
baseline test
find
for you.
Else.
Does a radio station count for that? Because
at concerts, if that's
part
of the
what
work,
I mean. Concerts,
oh
well,
man,
but we play music all the time. I'm curious. Yeah,
I'll give you an example. So when I worked at the fire department, every year our annual physical involved a hearing test, right?
Okay.
Like your baseline. Have you gone down or up? Are you wearing your ear protection? People underestimate how important your ears are. If you blow out an eardrum, like...
Equilibrium is
completely all,
oh, yeah.
correct.
It does all kinds of things. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you noticed with, like... Because nowadays, I see everyone walking around with headphones in.
Oh.
So have you noticed, like, a decline in hearing at an earlier age with the younger generation?
She's smiling.
I'm going to say not as much due to headphones. I mean, when I think about my generation, with all of the concerts and stuff like that... probably more from that than headphones. I mean, thankfully, our phones are getting smarter than we are, and so they're telling us when our music is too loud. Yes. So, no, not I mean, not yet, but that generation hasn't hit that level of
what about just
hearing loss yet.
Physically just having noises in your... Like, there's going to be generations that have had headphones in their ears for years longer than, like, my grandparents.
Yeah.
Would just that even lead to... more hearing issues?
It really just depends on how loud it is.
Okay.
Because you're, that like decibel threshold, the louder it is, the less you can tolerate it before it causes permanent damage kind of thing. So I don't think that we're at the point of seeing the effects of that on this most recent generation where we really are wearing headphones and you know, AirPods
most of
and stuff like that. Most of it's volume
based.
Okay. Yeah. So like if you're in landscaping and lawn maintenance, you should be wearing headphones as hearing protection, really.
God, none of those guys are.
Yeah.
A lot are now.
Yeah.
A lot are.
Okay.
Yes.
That,
shout
like,
out.
Bubble one. They're like connected. I've seen them in my
20 room. Years ago, they were not. 10 years ago, but they are now.
It's getting better.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh.
Do you like going to concerts when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. I still like it. I
went to
one
first concert you went to? That's tough. I remember mine was The Offspring in sixth grade, by the way. I just remember that.
Mine was Weird Al.
Weird Al.
Weird Al Yankovic? Yeah. Wow.
But
that's a good
twist. It doesn't have to be your first. Like, what's a concert you remember as a kid, like, going to?
Yeah, I want to say I went to a country music festival, Swanee River Jams Festival.
Yes.
All right.
So several were there. I will not admit the year at the moment, but that was a while back.
How loud?
I mean, really loud, but outdoor music festival, you have a little bit more like space to get away from that kind of thing. I went to a Rascal Flatts concert just this weekend, and the decibel meter throughout the entire thing was incredibly high, and I was kicking myself in the rear for not grabbing my headphones. I forgot. Yeah, no, I forgot my earplugs, but I do normally wear them to concerts.
Church gets popping on Sundays, right?
Oh, heck
yeah. I'm sometimes a wussy. I'm like, man, worship, you guys are getting down.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I love the music at church, but sometimes I'm like, man, I need my earmuffs.
Yeah. There was a time where I was supplying those at church as well.
Smart. Like, smart.
Like, I'm just going to bring these in and put them in the narthex.
Oh, my gosh. So the first time was a lot of speech stuff. What's the company one more time for us?
Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center.
Incredible nonprofit locally that I hope continues to grow. We're going to talk about FinFest in a minute. Big fundraiser. Today, we're going to talk a lot about hearing. I like hearing. What are legislation changes? What's happening? You had mentioned that. What's going on there?
So they haven't gone through yet, but what we're looking at is a push from a hearing aid sales company that is trying to make it so that you don't have to have a hearing test in order to purchase hearing aids.
Is that good or bad?
So bad.
Yeah,
I understand the intent. The intent is that they're trying to make things more accessible so you can buy them online and things like that.
Cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. I just, like, they're in that cutting out the middleman, so to speak. Cutting out your doctor is not a middleman you want to cut out. So, unfortunately, when we self-prescribe, it's not always the best. It rarely is the best. And so, yeah, I think that legislation is a little scary. And again, like, increasing accessibility, I understand, but not in that way. That's not the right way to do it. It would be like, you know, self-prescribing your medicines, your medications.
My blood pressure feels high. Let me order blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and is it like, because I remember when I first had to get glasses, they were like, your eyes are going to slowly get used to this, so they'll get, you know, quote unquote, weaker. Would it be the same if I just gave myself hearing aids? Like, my ears would get used to that, so then in theory, when I didn't use them, it would be problematic?
Not exactly. Where it becomes more challenging is that it's not exactly the same as our eyesight. So one of the reasons why you're seeing a doctor is to make sure that there aren't other underlying issues. Okay. Do you have, and to go to the far extreme, one of the things that you're really looking at is there some kind of an acoustic neuroma, which is...
Big words.
Yeah, there you go. You know, but essentially... Is there cancer or something, a tumor or cancer or something that's causing that? Like, what else is happening there? Do you have a collapsed eustachian tube? Do you have a hole in your ear?
Do you have a cockroach in the tunnel? That was creepy right there. I do.
Yeah.
My wife will hate that line.
I've seen a fly. and a pencil eraser.
A jelly bean.
Please tell me that was a child. Was it an adult?
A pencil eraser?
Oh, my gosh.
You're not saying names.
You didn't even have to say
it. Okay.
It was an adult.
Oh, my.
Sorry, we're going off the rails here.
Yes. But, yeah, so, I mean, you really are. You're trying to make sure that you're checking all the boxes and you're not putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound, you know?
So this discussion goes straight to ordering hearing aids when it might not be necessary or relevant.
Or, yeah, appropriate. Exactly. Like, you really do need the why behind the hearing loss before you put hearing aids on someone. So, again, it could just be impacted hearing wax from somebody using Q-tips.
What?
Do you think that the intention, obviously, is to bring the price down and... that maybe the consumer would be more on board with what you're advocating for if they just weren't scared away from thinking that it's going to cost them more if you guys are involved?
Yes, I do. And in some ways, our field is helping with that, and in other ways, it's not. But I would say a big, big red flag for me is the fact that this is being driven by a company who's going to make a bunch of money off of people buying their hearing aids online instead.
Yeah. Whoever's fighting this is going to make a lot of money from it.
Exactly. So again, like big red flag, not coming from your doctors of audiology advocating groups or
And is unintended consequence if they go that route, like they get these earplugs, but inevitably they're still going to have to come to you? if they have any kind of issues or it doesn't fix their problem?
Yes. I mean, and that we're already seeing that. People get hearing aids from other places and then they come to the doctor and they're like, we want you to do this, but essentially at no cost now. Like, we want you to do it for free.
Nothing's free. Nothing's free.
I mean, Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center, we try. Yes. We try.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have overhead.
We try to be fair.
You have employees, correct.
Yeah.
Great organization. Looking at the commercial break. Let's do shout outs before we go to commercial break. Anyone you're like, man, I'm so grateful for this person, that person. FinFest coming
shout
up.
Out.
We're going to talk about that.
Yes, it is.
We love shout outs.
I mean, I am grateful for, so being a nonprofit, we have a board.
Yep.
We have a board of 25 people right now, which is a large
board.
That's a
big
board. Yeah. It is. But every single person on our board work so hard. The amount of time that they invest in Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center and making sure that we're getting the resources that we need, that the word's getting out about us, that they're bringing new people into the fold, that we're developing partnerships and relationships. Everyone from our board chair, current board chair Jim White, to our incoming board chair Suzanne Horn, everyone throughout
the
board. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's incredible. And then I have to give credit to Michael Howland, who
I call him the OG.
Yes, yep. Absolutely. Yep. Who really did a fantastic job of curating that board and helping everyone to understand what we do, and then bringing me in to the fold and teaching me as much as he could before he stepped away. And he's really not even gone. I try to meet with him about once a month. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, hey, Mike, can we get together?
People realize how, if you're a nonprofit specifically, how important a good board is.
Oh yeah,
that makes or breaks an organization as a nonprofit. FinFest, what's the date?
FinFest is May 10th.
May 10th, where?
Timaquana Country Club.
Timaquana Country Club. Get your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna hit that the second half for sure. This is year number what?
For FinFest. I'm trying to think. So FinFest started before I came on board. I want to say we've got to be close to 15 years.
Big fundraiser. Yeah. A lot of dollars to the organization. We're definitely going to hit that the second half. Ear stuff. I don't know. What am I missing? I want to hit concerts again. Like, what? You still love going?
Oh, yeah.
Do you wear ear protection when you go?
I do.
Most
I
times?
Do. Yeah, almost
Minus
every single
Rascal
time.
Rascal Flatts.
Yes. So I went with a friend to Rascal Flatts, and, you know, we got there and we're measuring, a friend who's also in audiology, measuring the decibels. And
on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
And I was like, we took your car, not mine. My car has earplugs in it.
I love it.
They should just sell them there. Someone would
That's
make a killing if they
or
did.
Or give them out, yeah.
Yeah.
A branded ear... little earplugs that
yeah,
the my
little
kids call them carrot
ones.
Sticks.
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable.
What do you got?
These are called Vibes. They were on Shark Tank. They are since I film concerts and I got to be like right there,
mm-hmm.
I use them all the time. Unbelievable.
Let me see.
And
that.
They don't damage the quality of what you're listening to.
We like again.
Yeah.
This is not where no one's sponsored by anything.
Sponsor
Vibes.
Us,
you're around
now,
a lot of noise all the time.
Test it is.
Yeah,
Sandra.
I would love that.
Actually,
absolutely.
You know, that would be hilarious if you did like a YouTube video for going to a concert and testing it. Like they're legit.
Man,
but
that's good.
Anyways,
that would be
yeah.
pretty cool. We work with a lot of custom ear mold manufacturers too. So this isn't something. This is great, and I've definitely worked with some other organizations
too.
That have done those, like Westone and Audina and stuff like that. But when you talk about working in industries where there's a lot of loud music, a lot of people get those custom ear molds because they fit. They pop right in your ear so easy. You don't have to worry about squishing them in or having any pain later. So. We work with that a lot.
Chandra Manning, president and CEO of Jacksonville Speech and Hearing Center. That's what the hell just happened. We good? Yep. Welcome back to the second half of What the Hell Just Happened. Man, I love when I start laughing in the back intro. If you're here on the radio, you missed the first half. Good news is you can catch the full episode on What the Hell Just Happened under your favorite podcast. We're now on YouTube. Did you know that? We're on YouTube now.
That's
you can
awesome.
Watch your first episode on YouTube.
Yay.
we talked about all types of hearing stuff. Chandra Manning, episode number two with you. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to do a third one for sure.
Yes.
FinFest will hit a lot of hearing stuff, which I think people underestimate the relevancy of it, how important it is for your health. Hashtag don't use Q-tips and pack your ears, even though I do every day. A lot of fun stuff. Healthy or not healthy. You ready?
I'm ready.
You got any? Healthy or not healthy using Q-tips to clean out your ears.
Not healthy.
A lot of people aren't going to like that.
They can call me.
Healthy or not healthy going to concerts without ear protection.
Also not healthy.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I'm old now, too. I mean, I'm 42. I feel old. Healthy or not healthy sabbaticals.
Ooh. So healthy.
I kind of want to hit that in a second because I want to do one. I'm close to need one. Healthy or not healthy screaming children in the morning.
Not healthy.
For my ears.
No, not healthy for them either.
Do you feel like in the mornings, like I feel like my ears are more perceptive or just more open in the morning?
It's because we have kids. Mm-hmm. But hey, can a kid screaming actually go above the decimal reader that would damage your ears?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
what's the decimal? Tell my kids that.
But I mean, again, it's extended exposure too.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes. So not just a quick.
So every morning of the school week.
Yes.
not like someone's in your ear and goes like, ah, like that, like quick little, like, you know, sometimes that happens and you're like my kid will do that and then my ear's just ringing for a second.
And I think
like,
it's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm annoyed by it now.
Yeah.
They love the face that happens.
but that's not going to cause damage because that's where I'll feel it more than like a prolonged noise.
That's a great question for you.
That is.
Like a quick hit?
I mean, a quick
or like
hit.
Jab, 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 jab to the ear. What's worse?
Any kind of hit to the ear is not going to be great for you. But yeah, I mean, generally you are talking about prolonged exposure. So it would have really loud, like firework going off really close.
Okay.
All of a sudden, people who shoot firearms. Again, like that's a quick sound that is going to cause
it's going to cause
a problem. Yeah.
Outside of a concert, where's an environment somebody might be exposing their ears to that they wouldn't even realize that it maybe not be healthy for them?
Jeeps. That's one. Tops off. I learned.
Really?
This.
Oh yeah.
If you have a Jeep and you're driving top off all the time, that loud noise.
Road noise. Yep. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Road noise. Yeah. Definitely.
That's one. What else? Sorry.
Well. Lawn maintenance.
That's a good one.
I think that, especially if you have a larger yard, you know, and you're doing all of the different equipment that goes with that. So you have the lawnmower and you have the blower and you have the weed eater and you have the edger and it's constantly, if it takes you about 4 hours to do your yard. That's a lot.
Well, that makes me
a yard guy, like for my ears.
I think no matter what, wear ear protection, it's gold. Yeah. No kids screaming at you.
Just all day long, everywhere.
I want to fire my yard guy just so I can put on the ear protection. But that's a great example. People don't think about day-to-day life. If every Sunday you're spending 4 hours in the yard mowing, weeding, like wear ear protection.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else? Concerts people don't think about.
I
got one coming up. We're about to do a touch a truck event, so I know the horns honking over and over and over and over for 4 hours straight is going to be enough.
Oh yeah,
that monster is, truck rally.
Oh yeah, monster truck rally. You're right. Yes, hey. They are really loud.
Oh my gosh,
people don't think about it. If it you go loud. To monster truck rally, mm-hmm. wear ear protection.
Yes, absolutely.
It was. Wow, you could. I agree.
My boys don't want to. I'm like, put these things on.
You need it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's loud.
Mm-hmm. Those are loud.
Especially because this one was at Everbank, so it was outside.
It's the last one for a while.
Digress. But my wife's parents said in Raleigh, they do it at an indoor stadium.
No.
So it's got to make it like even louder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Those are big ones. We're just I haven't seen them in a while. What do you do for fun?
I do a lot of different things.
Because you
work
your butt off. What do you do for fun?
I hike. I ski. I like
water
paddle boarding.
Or snow?
Snow.
Okay.
Yeah, the water does. I tried it. I've tried a lot of things. Yeah. But yeah, hiking, skiing, paddle boarding. Just about anything where I'm not connected to my cell phone.
No. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Can there, like, if I'm at the beach every weekend or like you're saying at snowboard, can water damage the inside of your ears? Like, if it's too much like salt water going in there all the time, or?
I mean, no, not really. It needs to be dried out, obviously. Yeah.
Infections, one thing, but hearing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get ear infections. Not necessarily that way.
You get water in your ear, infection, that could damage everything in there, but directly impacting hearing.
Like, I don't know, say you're water skiing, maybe thinking you fall and
snow
it hits
skiing.
Through it.
Oh, that can.
That
like
can
that,
do
yeah, that kind of an impact on the,
really,
yeah.
The pressure?
The pressure, yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just some, okay. So a lot of fun stuff. I want to hear about, you said something about a t-shirt and hiking on a sabbatical. What did the t-shirt say? I love this.
Yes. My oldest child sent me a t-shirt while I was on sabbatical because I was doing a lot of hiking and it said, no bad trails, just bad knees.
I love that. No bad trails, just bad knees.
How far did you hike?
In total, I did over 90 miles.
Wow.
That I clocked.
What period of time?
It was mostly within a 4-week period.
Hashtag healthy right
there. Do you mind
there.
If I ask where?
Yeah. I mean, no, I don't mind. I flew into Denver.
Okay.
And rented a Wagoneer.
All right.
And I did car camping and hiking all the way up to Northern California and then back down to Denver.
By yourself?
I had a fly-in, fly-out date, and I just kind of winged the rest of it.
So I have to ask you this. When you were preparing for this, were you watching like YouTube videos of people camping out of their car? Like what was your kind of strategy?
So I didn't watch a lot of videos, but I did do a lot of research. I read blogs, and I did join some social media groups who had done similar things in the areas I was looking at. I looked up like whether I could legally do car camping in certain states and things like
absolutely.
That, and what I was allowed to do. And I got a lot of just really good ideas from most of the blogs that I was following.
Was this all solo, or someone meet you certain days?
It was supposed to be solo. Lots of conversations with my husband about that before agreeing to it.
Fair enough. Good husband.
Hashtag good dad.
Yeah, good dad.
Oh my gosh, my husband's a saint.
Yes.
Talk about shout outs. He had to get the teenager off to school while I was gone too. So I did end up doing part of it with my sister and then part of it solo.
Unhealthy camping out solo in the middle of the wilderness.
So healthy.
I think so.
I loved it.
How was like your sleep? Everything
oh
was
my
it
gosh.
Just phenomenal?
Oh, it was great. I loved it.
All your cooking, everything you're doing it out of the car.
So I didn't do a lot of cooking.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I don't do a lot of that at home to begin with.
Hey, I don't blame you.
What do you do for food when you're hiking? Are you?
I mean, you can do a lot. This is probably the unhealthy part. Is I did a lot of like sort of prepackaged stuff. I would get like a jar of soup and put it on the dashboard and let
you're
it
still
heat up during the day.
And hiking. Come on now. Hashtag healthy.
Yeah. This is prior. So you got promoted to president and CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we're like, I need a sabbatical. Let me do this before I start. Or do you have it planned for months in advance?
No, that was pretty much the catalyst is, okay, I think I need a little bit of a reset, you know?
I love this.
And Michael Howland, he was wholly on board that he thought, yes, absolutely. Like just a clean sort of like you step away for a moment. We reset. You come back into this role. Refreshed, and it is a little bit of like a new start almost. It was great.
When you were out there, what were you doing outside of hiking? Were you reading? Were you writing ideas of what you're going to do when you come back?
Staring at the stars.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I'm just going to call it meditating, but it was mostly zoning out.
Cool. Hey, that's
healthy, man.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So new role since last time, important role. Do you recommend or emphasize this? Let's talk about business now.
Okay.
Do you recommend this for staff members? Do you reinforce this for people working with you? The sabbatical part.
The sabbatical
part.
Are you
like, hey, get your butt back to work and
yeah.
test this? I'm kidding.
No, not
at all.
You're
not that person.
Exactly. Balance. Like, yes, we still
not
need
everybody
at once. Thank you.
Yeah, good point.
But I'll even say there was a time period, I want to say it was about 2 years ago, where one of my clinicians came to me and said, hey, you know, the team really does enjoy working together. You know, we all have this really, we're mission focused. And so we spend a lot of time together, and we acknowledge that you spend so many of your waking hours at work. Like, you should love the people you work with. And so we do work at that in the office. And one of my clinicians came to me and said, hey, if the entire speech team wants to take a cruise together, what would that look like? Yeah, like, and I was like, you know what? Let's dig into this a little bit. Yeah. Like, I love the idea. I love that you all want to spend time together. Yep. I love that you want to, like, unplug, get on a boat, go somewhere. Yep. I love this. Like, let's dig into this a little bit more. So I do support it.
You're like, is this a 3-day, a 7-day?
How long is the cruise?
Like, not saying no.
Yes.
But
no, I definitely.
To pick one to not go.
Yeah.
But again, you're open to that. Talk about it. Explore it.
Yeah.
Is it doable? If it is, let's figure it out.
If it's doable, let's figure it out. Yep. Yeah. And so one thing I've been a huge advocate of is the middle of our fiscal year is December. So our fiscal year is a July to June.
Okay.
And every year we shut down for a week at the end of December.
Slowest time. Like, that's a good time for a cruise,
by the way. Phones are off.
Yep.
Like, take a break. Let's reset in the middle of the year. The entire staff.
Okay.
No one comes in. And we have an emergency line, and many years I've been the emergency line so that the staff gets the reset. And so you don't have a lot of emergencies like that, but there have been the occasional hearing aid's not
they
working.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no, I am a really big fan of resets. I think you need them.
Oh man, I like you more and more. Not to sound weird. That sounds weird. Every time I hang out or talk to you, I like you more and more.
What are some common things that people like have issues with hearing aids? Like, if you're talking about like a hearing aid emergency outside of just physically losing it, what are they kind of up against?
Oh, well,
I just have no idea.
So get a little gross. Animals love earwax.
Oh yeah.
So
that's not, dogs like,
oh my gosh, they love it.
I wake up, yeah.
And so they will eat your hearing aid if you do not put it away.
Oh, okay.
Cats,
this is good.
Dogs.
This is great advice. If you have hearing aids, put them away.
Yes. Also, there's that tendency to store your hearing devices in your bathroom where there's extra humidity. So they may stop working because electronic devices and water don't agree with each other.
What?
So you get little shorts, and we have to replace parts in that. Just the putting a hearing aid in and out, actually, you know, if you ever—
wear and tear.
Yeah, have you ever bent a paperclip? Like,
yes.
bend, eventually it snaps, right? That is normally a wire that's going into your ear, and so you're pushing it and pulling it and pushing it and pulling it,
okay,
and it'll snap sometimes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Technology has changed a ton, right, improving year over year.
Mm-hmm.
How long, so if I, tomorrow, I'm like, man, my left ear is not working. I have to buy a hearing aid for my left ear tomorrow. How long does a hearing aid last?
Okay, if your left ear stops working tomorrow, call an ENT immediately.
Okay.
But hearing aids have a shelf life of about 4 to 5 years.
That's not bad.
It's not.
Think about it. It's a tiny piece of equipment.
Yes.
Wear and tear. That's great. If it lasts 4 years.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So I change my oil every 3,000 miles.
I mean, how often do we change out our phones?
Yeah. Once a year.
You don't want to see my phone right now, by the way. So 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years, yeah.
What's quality of hearing aids? Top notch. This thing can see the future and whisper in my ear versus like, you need this or you can't hear.
Yeah.
How big of a gap is that?
The gap has more to do with the processing quality, which in this field you may actually understand a little bit. So the more background noise, the more clarity you want, that's the higher expense. It has nothing to do with the additional features, whether or not it's Bluetooth or it has fall detection and those kinds of things. Like, yes.
This is a random one. Who are the big players in that make the products of hearing aids? Is it like, so for instance, is it like a Sony? Is it like, who are the big manufacturers of hearing aids?
Most of the big manufacturers we wouldn't recognize. Most people don't recognize the names of. So your top manufacturers are not even here.
Okay.
So like one of my favorites is Oticon. They're manufactured in Denmark. And then another one is Phonak, which is manufactured in Switzerland.
Phonak.
Okay.
Man, I'm not, we don't have to open this can based off timing. You'd mentioned it off the air. Are tariffs impacting hearing aids right now?
So Ooh. not yet.
That's a good question.
But cost of goods have gone up in general. And so all of these, most of your hearing aids are manufactured overseas, but we have manufacturing plants here. And a lot of them are even, they're manufacturing in like Mexico and then shipping to a hub here in the United States. So Oticon that manufactures in Denmark, their hub is in New Jersey. And Phonak that manufactures in Switzerland, their hub is in Illinois.
Gotcha. Cool.
So. This is so random. I'm so sorry. I'm a 42-year-old child. So I need hearing aids. Can I pre-program messages that say, you're doing a great job. You got this. Hey, don't forget to grab milk on the way home. Can I program something on my phone that goes in my ear?
I was
going
to say, not on your hearing aids specifically, but yes, they're linked to your phone. So if you set a message, like a reminder on your phone, and it is Bluetooth connected to your hearing
that's
aid,
cool.
It will play in your ear.
take it one step further, have it change. Like when my wife says, where have you been? I wanted to change to, you've been doing great.
Oh my gosh, there's a market.
So no, there's not a spouse translator on any of the hearing aids yet.
I want to make sure we hit FinFest plenty of time. I always give a shout out to my mom. Hi, Mama, I love you. This one, I'm going to talk about my dad briefly. He has hearing aids now. They changed his life. It might have been 5 or 7 years ago. Never had hearing aids. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, from Indiana, steak and potatoes. And he put hearing aids in. His life changed everything. And his, the funniest part, again, life-changing, sometimes he'll answer his phone or unintentionally or on purpose, and it goes to his ear, and you can hear like...
Gosh.
Dad, you probably didn't mean to answer this, but you're on the phone right now. So, which is funny to me and my dad, but they're life-changing.
Oh, yeah.
They're life-changing.
And to that, because I was just thinking, my wife's grandparents, they're, like, still in denial about it. Like
hearing?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
They'll have music playing on their phone. Like, the other day we were there, and Michael Jackson was playing off her phone, and the whole song went, and I was finally like, you know you're playing music, right?
She didn't
like,
know?
Oh, no, I have no idea. But will deny to the end that she doesn't need hearing aids. Mm-hmm. So for maybe someone that's going through the same thing, how do you approach that? Because it sometimes seems like a pride thing where it's like, I don't need
that. It's a generation, right?
Yeah.
Think of the age groups.
Yeah. In general, you don't want to feel like your body is...
Right.
Falling apart, right? And admitting that one more part of
your
body
right
is,
now, just
is
so you
not
know,
quite, yeah,
it's falling apart.
Is not quite functioning, and you're giving up a little bit more of that independence, you know, it is hard to admit that. And I think what happens is we tend to poke and prod at people, and it makes it a little bit harder instead of just going like, oh my gosh, I heard about this really cool thing. I really think you should try it. I would love to see if it works for you. Or so-and-so got their hearing checked and it turned out it was just earwax. Like, maybe it's just earwax. You should go get it checked out. Is a little bit easier. And then sometimes people just saying, hey, like, I love you. I love you. You do not hear a word I say.
I don't.
They're like, I like
and
that
I'm
way.
Sure that's okay for you.
You love what? What do you love?
I care.
Just, yeah.
And that's where it's coming from.
It's so noticeable with them. Like the TV will be at like 90 and we'll know when they woke up because the house is, it's the loud, like we're like, what is going on?
Think about it. You have five senses, right?
Yeah.
If you eliminate one sense, the other four pick up.
Yeah.
Hearing is so important to so many different areas of life. Equilibrium, memory, cognition, all the things. I don't care what, if you're 2 or 200, we're not there yet. This matters.
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
And your company can help with that.
Yes, we can.
On many capacities. Okay. We've got to talk about FinFest. So this is year 15. Anything you want to add about hearing aids?
Somewhere in there. Somewhere there, give or take.
Yeah. Every year you have this big fundraiser, which what percentage of the year does this fund? Staff, what is the value of doing this for anyone that hears this, like whether you go or not, help you out? How big is this event?
The event itself is large. And just from what I've gathered from others, we do really well with what we bring in for it and how it helps our patients. We have low overhead. You wouldn't think that at Tim Aquana, but really we do well with keeping our costs down there. Yep. They're really a good partner for us in that. And so a lot of this money goes straight back into helping children. And it does fund. Every year we tell a story. This year's story is going to be fantastic. I can't wait for you to hear it. It was filmed by Katie Jeffries. So they'll be there, and we're going to award this child with we call it the Talk of the Town Award. But what we're doing is raising money for children like that. And so you don't realize how much communication is a vital part of your development. And then it's caught kind of later in life. And so we raise funds for that because it's considered ancillary health care. It's not a necessity. So insurance may not cover it. Or they may cover it, but they may say you get this much of it when really, in order to be effective, you need so much more. So that's what FinFest raises money for.
So predominantly fundraising for pediatrics.
That's what FinFest specifically is.
Big deal.
Pediatrics.
Right? Who doesn't love the kids? Sponsors, right? So I saw, Miller Electric does a great job. Every large hospital system is tagged to this. Jaguar Foundation.
Yep.
Big name organizations are funding this. Do you any sponsors you don't have that you want?
Oh, there are plenty.
All of them.
Yes, okay. Exactly. And I think that I am grateful for our sponsors. I think one of the things that the nonprofit world is facing as a whole is that sponsors want a return on their sponsorship, which is just a little foreign to me, because I want people who want to give because they believe in our cause, because they want to help children, because they have a philanthropic heart, not the person who, and I did hear it this year.
What's my
from
ROI
a
on this?
Yes, exactly. How many people are coming?
How big's my logo on the wall?
Yes. Really? Yes. I heard it from somebody this year.
Ouch.
That I ended up getting to know from them, and I am okay with that.
Yep.
If that's why you're in it, then
that is not
what we want. We want you to be in it because you want to help people. And that is what our sponsors are doing.
April 10th. Or 15th.
May 10th.
May 10th.
Sorry.
Not even close.
It's a month away.
It's
tomorrow. Yeah. I know. I was like,
not even close.
I'm not ready for April 10th.
My ears aren't working.
My kids are just made some ears.
So date, location, get tickets, go online. I'll be there. My wife will be there. Joey and Adrian will be there. When is it?
It's April 10th. May.
Oh!
Oh my goodness. Did I just do that? May 10th.
It's his fault.
Oh, don't do this to me. Okay. May 10th. Exactly.
Continue.
May 10th. Thank you. doors open at 7, but we do have as I was sharing with you, a VIP reception that's going to have some extra fun entertainment
fire dancing. Come on.
Fire and hula outside at Tim Aquana. So that's going to be really fun. And the VIP reception starts at 6.
Outstanding. What are we missing here? Man, time's almost out. Any last questions, Trey or Justin?
What?
Oh, yeah. There it is. There's that terrible joke.
I had to.
A lot of dad jokes. That was, man, I when it goes by this fast, I know it was great. We probably missed a ton of stuff. Any last shout outs before we wrap it up?
Shout out to you all. I love these. This is so much fun.
Yes.
It was fun when I heard you were coming back. So you had a good time the first
time. What's your husband's name?
Tad.
Tad.
Rad Tad.
Can I call him Rad Tad? Thaddeus. I like Rad Tad. Hashtag good dad. We started a new segment called Good Dad or Bad Dad versus Healthy or Not Healthy.
Oh.
Thad's a good dad.
He is.
I think we're good, man. You're coming back a third time, right?
Absolutely.
In the office.
Yeah, they got to show it off.
Yes.
Chandra Manning, President and CEO of Jacksonville Speech and Hearing. What a blast. That's what the hell just happened.